This is your opportunity right now to be the host of the show. I'm going to do this every week for you. It's you be the host. I'm turning the show over to you. You have a chance to call in and ask questions of my special guest every week. And this week, it is retired Hall of Fame jockey Ramon Dominguez, and he is here to take your questions. You can call in right now, 888-966-4776. That is 888-966-HRRN. Anything you've ever wanted to talk to Ramon Dominguez about in his stellar riding career, you can do it right now here on You Be the Host. Poll question today. I do want to update you on that before I do get to Ramon. The poll question this morning at HRN on Twitter is how you can vote. Horse Racing Radio Network on Facebook. Which three-year-old male should win the championship, the Eclipse Award, for the 2021 season? Medina Spirit, Essential Quality, or Life is Good? And Essential Quality continuing to be the leader in the clubhouse here. 66% of you saying it is Essential Quality. 26% for Medina Spirit, and Life is Good, 8% of the vote coming in for him. I told you that's who I voted for, was Life is Good. Ramon Dominguez is indeed here. This is You Be the Host. It's your chance to call in and ask questions to Ramon. Ramon, really appreciate you taking some time. It's great to have you on the show again, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and excited for HRN Nation to get to call in and ask you questions. Like I say, Mike Smith was here last week, and we ran out of time. I couldn't get all the questions in for Mike.
Excellent. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no, not at all. Hey, so I have to ask you, your post-riding career has included you getting into running more than you were even when you were in training as a jockey. How's that that 5K time coming along? You getting that knocked down a little bit?
Yes, it's coming along great. And I'm actually, although I just turned 45, my times have been increasing. And so I very much enjoy it. And last year, one of my last races, I ended up breaking the 17 minute for the 5K. So I ran a low 16 minutes, which is very good, regardless of the age, especially for somebody. I guess I can consider myself still an amateur at running, but I absolutely love it.
When you were riding, you were one of the hardest working riders in the sport. And now that you're transitioning into these other hobbies and things that you enjoy doing, do you take that same work ethic and put it toward, say, running and trying to improve and get faster each and every time you go out?
I do. And it's something that it doesn't really, at this point, I realize that it's sort of ingrained in me. It doesn't require a lot of effort for me to get up. And like today, for example, it's a single digits out here in Saratoga, and I don't have a problem at all after our podcast or after this segment. I'll go running outside. I'll be well-dressed, of course, but it's something that I feel like is non-negotiable in order for me to reach my goals. This summer, I want to run even faster. So that work ethic is something that becomes sort of a way of life, and you don't hesitate. In your mind, there is no option. You just go out there and do it.
Ramon Dominguez is here. This is your segment to be the host of the show. You can call in and ask questions of Ramon. He is here to take your questions right now. 888-966-4776 is the number. That's 888-966-HRRN. Anything you've ever wanted to ask Ramon Dominguez about his stellar riding career, his Hall of Fame career, go ahead and call right now, and he's here to answer your questions for about the next 15 minutes. So you have to get those calls in now, 888-966-4776. And Ramon, I'll ask you one. When you think back on that career, I played the call of Little Mike winning the Breeders' Cup Turf in 2012 earlier in the show. I know he also won the Arlington Million with you aboard that year. When you think about some of the top horses that you had the privilege to be around, where does a horse like Little Mike stack up for you? Because I can tell you, I have his bridle here in my house right now. He was one of my favorite horses.
So it's hard sometimes to really, when I'm being asked, what are your favorite horses? So it's really hard to put into even one hand the horses that were your favorite, because it probably becomes easier to talk about the horses that I was able to accomplish the most with or win the biggest races. But sometimes those are not necessarily more important than other horses that were in lesser levels or lesser competition that really meant just as much to me, because whether I learned lessons through them or we had just a very high connection. Having said that, when we talk about Little Mike, he definitely has a special place in my heart. He was a very consistent overcomer because he really defeated the odds in so many different times. I mean, we were able to win the Arlington Million, which was great. But then winning the Breeders' Cup that day, there were two things that were against us. Number one, it was the distance. It was really supposed to be beyond his reach to go that far. But also, he had a proven style that he, or at least we thought that he was much better when he was on the lead. And that day, we tried to go to the lead. But right away, we had to go to plan B because that position was taken. So now he's covering a lot farther distance or more ground than he has before, but also coming from third position. So two things against him, and despite that, he was able to overcome it. And it was just an extremely gratifying moment for me. We had just a great trajectory up to that point, winning some good races. But that one certainly, after we crossed the wire, it was extremely fulfilling, and I was so happy. Yes, that was a day that I will never forget.
Very special. Well, Jim in Delaware is on the line with a question. Jim, go ahead. You're on with Ramon Dominguez.
Hello, Ramon. I just wanted to comment, congratulate you on the brilliant career you had and the dignity and the respect that you brought to your sport, the professionalism you always showed. I want to ask you about the no whip rule in New Jersey. I know if you designed a whip, it's kinder. And it seemed like when you were riding, you weren't a big proponent of a lot of the whip anyway. You got a lot of riding on the horses without the whip. How do you feel about that whip rule and recommendations for, how you can improve that perception to the sport? And also, I wanted to ask what you're doing now in the sport. I know you must have something to do with the Disabled Jockeys Fund. And what other contributions you're still making to the sport? That's I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Jim, for your great comments. And certainly when it comes to the riding crop, this is something that has been so polarized. And I feel like by now I understand that we should be able to, when I say we, the industry as a whole, come to the table open-minded and willing to compromise to achieve the ultimate goal, which is to do the right thing by the animal, but do the right thing by the sport as well. So in Jersey, I'm not crazy about the rule, regardless of what crop is being used. The fact that you can carry it with you, but you cannot use it at all, it kind of defeats the purpose. But one of the issues that I foresee that are going to get even greater, the problem, is that as in many cases in horse racing, we are so divided or so fragmented in terms of you have, I don't know, 17 different racing jurisdictions, and everybody have their own set of rules. And that applies also to the riding crop or the use of the riding crop. And that is going to be impossible to follow by the jockeys, even if they want to obey, they want to comply and want to do the right thing. Think about this, Jim. You're riding in New Jersey and you cannot use it at all. Or even the opposite, I think, is a better example. You're riding in New York where you can use the crop using your judgment, and then you go to New Jersey and you're in the heat of the moment in a big race and you want to win, chances are you're going to pull your crop and you're going to try to hit your horse. And so now you're going to be punished for that. But then there is one element or one group that we don't really talk too much about, which is the betting public. I feel like in order for us to have a level playing field, to have a product that is fair for the bettors, the riding crop should be part of this equation, because sometimes you have horses that are very good, but they really don't put their best effort if they are not incentivized with the riding crop. Having said that, yes, you need to be conscious in terms of how it is used. I think that there needs to be an education, like you say, not only to educate the public about the need and how this has evolved into a much better piece of equipment or much safer, but also within the sport, educate the trainers and the owners so that the jockeys can also be educated and do the right thing by the horse and not use the crop as much as sometimes they feel like they're under pressure, because if you don't use it too much, maybe the trainer or the owner may say that you didn't try. So that perception needs to change. You mentioned me being one of the jockeys that really didn't use it too much. And that is true. However, in the beginning of my career, I used it way too much. I did reach a point after growing, after getting a little bit wiser and connecting with the horse the right way, where I realized that in some cases it can do more harm by horses just giving you all they have and they kind of pin their ears and they're like, okay, I don't want to run if you hit me. But there are other cases where the horse definitely, if you don't use it, they just don't put their best effort. So again, I think that we need to come to the table, as I said in the beginning, willing to compromise, and we're yet to do that in the sport.
All right, the number to call in, talk to Ramon Dominguez on You Be the Host is 888-966-4776. Dale in California. Go ahead, Dale. You're on the line with Ramon Dominguez.
Hi, Ramon. A big fan. I got a question regarding some horses you rode. What horse surprised you the most with his success, and what horse disappointed you in a big race?
So as far as surprising me with his success, I feel like most horses that I rode, at least at the high level, it was always, or typically was a process and a progress where they just continue to get better and better. So you were not totally surprised when they achieve a high level victory. But then if I think about in the beginning of their career, for example, a horse like Tappet, I had the opportunity to ride him early on in his career, and he already showed how amazing he was going to be. I mean, a horse that was very precocious and a horse that you just move your hands and he was ready to go. And however, if you would ask me in at that time, I was riding for Michael Dickinson Tappet, and I was riding another horse by the name of Soto. What horse would you want to have a breeding right of? I would have said without hesitation, Soto. I could not have foreseen Tappet becoming the sire that that he has become. And Soto was a special horse to me. He was another incredible athlete. He was amazing. And I actually follow up after he retired as well. And I was told that he was actually a very good sire, that he didn't cover too many mares. I don't know if he wasn't too feral, but the mares that he covered actually produce a lot of stake winners. So, but again, it's not necessarily the question that you asked me, but in terms of being surprised with the type of stallion that they became, I certainly was somewhat surprised. I don't think anybody could have foreseen Tappet becoming the sire that he has become. And in terms of disappointment, there are so many days. I mean, I remember riding both Gio Ponti and one of the best horses that I ever rode. I actually, anytime that I ask, he's the first one that comes to mind, which is Fabulous Strike. What an incredible athlete he was. He was a sprinter that could do things that were not normal at all. And I rode both of them in two big races in New York, and it was a sloppy track and a very soft turf course, and both of them got beat. And that was a day that I was basically just anticipating that I was going to win both races, and that was a tough day for me.
The phone number to call in, 888-966-4776. That's 888-966-HRRN. You have about 3 minutes left to call in and ask a question of Hall of Fame jockey Ramon Dominguez, who is here to take your questions on You Be the Host. Next week, we'll welcome in another guest that you can call in and ask questions of. Maybe I'll try to get, what do you think, Ramon? What do you think, Dale Romans? Maybe Dale would be good to have on this segment. What do you think?
Listen, Dale is, he will be my first choice by far. I absolutely love Dale. And nothing to do with Little Mike. He's just one of the best storytellers in the sport. He's somebody who is extremely knowledgeable about the sport. But the stories alone, oh my gosh, I will be one of the callers if you have him on the show.
Yeah, 888-966-4776, the number to call if you have a question for Ramon Dominguez about his riding career, maybe about what he's doing now. I thought that was an excellent question too, Ramon, the things that you're involved with now with the sport. You do an awful lot behind the scenes that people don't even know about now, but it's a passion and it's a lifestyle for you.
Yes, and that was part of the question that Jim had, and I failed to answer. So, yes, after my retirement, I have continued to stay involved in the sport in many different capacities. In terms of the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, I am just a retired jockey. I am not part of their board, but that is one organization that absolutely is extremely close to my heart. For obvious reasons, I'm a retired due to an injury. Thank God I'm not a disabled jockey. At the same time, I know firsthand what it's like to, you know, not walk away on your own, by your own will, so to speak, from the sport or the profession that you so much love. So, and I know many of the jockeys who unfortunately have been permanently disabled, and that is something that we certainly need to do better. So anytime that I can donate my time to the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, I'm more than happy to do it. Aftercare for the horses is something that also I love, the fact that in the last decade a lot more has been done, and anytime that I can also donate my time, I'm happy to do it. And I started a year ago a platform by the name of Exacta Box, where myself and my business partner, Jose Francisco Rivera, who used to work on ESPN Deportes, we do cover some of different aspects of horse racing, interviews, some of the jockeys, the grooms, and that's something that we enjoy, strictly in Spanish. And yes, and I'm doing a couple other things still within the sport, that I'm a couple projects that are sort of evolving, but anything that I can do, this is my home, and I can't really think of not being involved in horse racing.
In horse racing, can't think of Ramon Dominguez not being involved either. Ramon, time for one more phone call. Dr. Mike on the Jersey Shore is with us. Dr. Mike, go ahead. You're on with Ramon Dominguez.
Hi, Mike. How are you? I met you and your lovely bride a few times. I met you at Embrace the Race when they had the little yellow house.
Yes.
you were so gracious. And then I also met you and Jude and Jude's daughter at the Breeders' Cup in Santa Anita, and I still have the keychains. They're falling apart, but
we'll have to get you some new ones.
That's right. One time you ran out. I forgot which one. Was it Santa Anita? I mean, maybe Del Mar. I thought maybe you ran out of them. But that was wonderful. Just, Ramon, it's more of a comment on what a wonderful ambassador for racing you are. It was just a wonderful joy, you know, to watch you ride. I'm glad you're out of the game healthy. And it was just, I used to remember when you'd stay in New York, aqueduct in the winter for the late double. And if you were on both the eighth and the ninth, I'd go right and play that double. And I an extremely wonderful gentleman for the sport. And just one quick comment. I used to walk hops at Monmouth Park when I was about 14 years old. And seeing the product go down, because I believe the whip rule, and a couple other callers stole my thunder before I can get through, but you had designed, was it more of a pop type of whip that just made a noise and didn't injure the horse?
Correct, yes. So, well, first of all, Dr. Mike, I have to say that I am absolutely mean it when I say that I have been an extremely blessed person to follow my dream, and have had the support from so many different people to really reach my goals and to have a career that it was really just a dream come true. So I was the one very privileged to be part of horse racing, and it's my second family. And so anything that I can do for the sport is not even me trying to help. It's just I feel like a moral responsibility by everything that I have gained through the sport. And by gain, I mean even the personal satisfaction. So Now turning into the riding crop. So yes, the one that I invented is being used at Mammoth Park. And I say Mammoth Park because they made it mandatory of the dimensions and the specifications of this. However, a lot of the jockeys currently, like Manny Franco, Junior Alvarado, Javier Castellano, Joel Rosario, Dylan Davis, among others, are using it. But what makes it different than the rest of the crops is that the area of contact with the horse, the last part of the crop, which we call the popper, is actually a cylinder. So therefore, there are no edges, there are no corners that can cause harm to the horse's skin, and it's made out of a foam that absorbs the impact very well. So when there is the impact, when the jockeys use it, it does produces a loud noise. It's sort of like taking one of those sandals that are made out of foam that if you hit yourself in the leg, it produces like a popping noise. And that is something that is good because it's just noise, but it's also one of the ways that we also incentivize the horses. So it is a win-win to have something that doesn't really causes harm to the horse's skin, but also produces noise. So that was an idea that came to me back in 2002, I believe. And I was riding a Delaware at the time. I created a prototype, got a patent, and then put it aside because I was riding. And now a couple years ago, I brought it into reality just by connecting with another jockey who, like me, is from Venezuela, Carlos Luis Marquez, who rides in Fairgrounds right now. And him and I are collaborating, and he has a team of people who helps him produce them.
There's Ramon Dominguez. You be the host. My thanks to everybody who took time to call in with a question for Ramon. Ramon, listen, I got to get to another break here, but I really do appreciate you taking some time here this morning. Always great to hear your voice. I could listen to you talk for the full show. I just wish we could pot you up and let you go. Well done.
Thank you so much, Mike, and you can have me anytime. I very much enjoy speaking about racing, but also interacting with our fans. And thank you also to Jim, Dale, and Dr. Mike for their call. And I hope we can get to do this again in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. All the best to Sharon and to the family, my friend. Well done.